Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, your business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, reverse and forward mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we discuss all the aspects. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Here's a little known fact for anyone considering a reverse mortgage. Let's say you want to improve your home with a new roof or other upgrades, but don't have the capital to do so. You know that the appraiser will call out the defective item on the appraisal, and the lender will never approve the loan with the property in its as-is condition. Well, the reverse mortgage has a feature called the property repair set-aside. Here, the lender sets aside proceeds in the trust or escrow account from the funds due you at closing for the repairs to be completed and paid for from the loan itself. So don't worry any longer about paying for deferred repairs before closing your reverse mortgage. Call or email me for more information or for your unique scenario. In today's program, we're going to be considerably different as we learn the specifics of real estate investment and how you can start building wealth in real estate. Our guest today will give us an insider's look at the many benefits and how to start your own real estate investment. Today in the studio, we welcome Linda Pliegges. Did I say that correctly?
Pliegges.
Pliegges. Thanks, Linda. I always call her Linda. Linda is the owner and publisher of Realty 411, a free print and digital online magazine she started in 2007. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, David.
We go back many years.
Yes. And
I wanted to take this opportunity to finally have you on the show.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Glad you're here. Linda, what is Realty 411 and what was the genesis for it?
Yes, well, Realty 411 is a complimentary resource guide for personal investors of real estate. And my goal when I started it back in 2007 was to inform people, educate them, and also motivate them to invest in real estate. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I had a real estate license for 17 years. I've been a broker's assistant. I've been a landlord for 26 years. My husband's family, they're all big real estate investors. And it's just something that is a part of my life that has really positively affected my life and made a big difference in my life. So I wanted to share that with other people and hopefully get other people motivated to buy real estate.
Yeah. What's the typical audience for Realty 411?
It varies. We reach everyone from the novice investor all the way to sophisticated investors. As an example, the people that have attended our events, some of them have never invested in real estate and are just getting started. And at our last event at a yacht club in Newport Beach, we actually brought in a gentleman that needed to refinance his portfolio of close to $100 million.
Wow.
So we reach anywhere from, you know, the up and coming newbie to the very sophisticated investor that is looking to us for added resources, for information,
yeah.
And just to get a handle of what's happening in the market.
Okay. You're all around resource for the beginner and the seasoned investor.
Yes. And we try and cater our articles as such. We do have articles that are, you know, entry level as far as information. And then we also have articles that are more sophisticated where we dive into more sophisticated concepts like notes, tax liens, syndications.
Right.
Investing out of state, things like that.
Okay. What are the top reasons that are preventing a person from investing in real estate?
I call it the three C's: credit, capital and confidence. And really, that's what is holding so many people back.
Well, do you have to have good credit to be a real estate investor?
If you want to buy real estate, you do have to qualify for some type of financing or private lending. And they will sometimes look at your credit score. There are certain private lenders that won't, that are more flexible. I know that stated income loans are coming back as well. So lending tends to be more flexible, and you can wholesale property. That's an option, or you could be a bird dog. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do to generate money as a you know, real estate investor per se. But if you're going to buy property at the best rate possible, yes, you will need a good credit score. Or somebody needs to have one.
Or your partner, yeah.
Yes.
Somebody that's not 2 days out of bankruptcy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So watch your credit and be mindful of that. And then capital.
How much capital are we talking about? Do I need 50 or 60? How many zeros do I need to be an investor?
That's a great question. And it all depends on the area you're going to buy in, the property that you're going to invest in. For example, I believe home ownership is the first step to investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. We really need to make sure that we own our own properties, especially for a secure retirement. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, you can get in for as little as 3% down to buy an owner-occupied property, which could substantially increase in equity, and then you can pull money out of that and buy more property down the line. And those are some of the things that I've personally done.
Leverage up.
Yes. Yeah. But you can't do that unless you buy your own home first. And that's so important, I feel, to have a good retirement and to have a good portfolio to invest for investing, because eventually you can pay off your home early if you can invest properly and you do well, and then that's going to free up a lot of capital for you to reinvest.
Right.
For example, I was able to pay off our home early from real estate investing. By the age of 39, I had enough money to be able to pay off our home in Culver City, California. And then when we sold it and bought here in Solvang, we were able to pay cash for it from the proceeds. Right. So don't think that you're going to be tied into that 30-year note. Things happen, and properties appreciate in value. Right. And then you can utilize that equity. And then if you buy an income property, you know, typically they want to see 20%, 15 to 30%, depending on the property,
on the down payment.
Before you could get in for 10%, but I don't know if that's possible. Is that possible now, David?
For an investment property, one you're not living in, you can get it from
10?
Anywhere from, if you're not living in it, anywhere from 20% down.
Yes.
A safe spot.
Yes.
But there's other investments, a REIT or a
syndication.
A syndication, you can get in for a lesser amount.
Absolutely.
And you can even invest your IRAs and retirement plans into those types
of
securities.
Yes, you could buy a property, a note, invest in syndications. You can lend your money out for a return. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can cash flow in real estate, but definitely access to capital is so crucial. For me, myself, I used to get traditional financing at, banks and such, but because I've been in the business so long and I know so many people that have access to capital, I'm able to get capital from private lenders.
Okay.
So that's how I do my deals. Sure. I haven't utilized a bank in a very long time because I haven't needed to.
Yeah.
Also, my first deal was a seller carry back. So that's another way of buying real estate if you're low on cash or credit.
For either one, right.
Yes, and I know you've done that as well.
I have. That wasn't a credit issue, but it was using somebody else's money.
Correct.
But and confidence, what's the confidence factor?
Oh, confidence is so important in real estate investing, as it is in, you know, any career, really. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. A lot of times, confidence and fear stems from not knowing your craft well enough, not knowing what you're getting into.
So maybe
education.
The way around that would be through your education, go to your expos.
Yes.
And,
read.
And or partner with somebody who has the experience and learn from their an apprentice of such.
Yes, you can do that as well. And I'm a big proponent of reading and listening to shows like this, podcasts. There's a lot of free education out there.
Well, that answers my next question. You're way ahead of it.
Sorry.
What were the steps needed to start investing in real estate? Where do they go? And so the podcasts, the expos, getting all this education.
Realty411.com.
And that's easy to get to.
Yes.
And that's available without cost.
Exactly. So, yes, they can download our magazine there. Mm-hmm. We update our website on a daily basis with new content, new articles and information.
Yeah, good. Well, let's say we've got our toe wet.
Yes.
And we're in the real estate business, I guess. How do we build a better cash flow or do we want a negative earning property and feed it if it requires that?
Yes.
We all know.
I don't recommend that.
I worked with a guy. he said he would never buy a negative cash flow property because he said alligators grow up to be crocodiles and they'll eat you whole. Yeah. So the negative aspect didn't work for him or others. And it's been a good philosophy.
Yeah. But I agree with him, by the way.
Well, how do you improve or create that cash flow from your real estate investment?
Okay, good, great question. Again, it goes back to location and area and what the purchase price is and how much you're putting down. So what I like to do is I like to scout areas where I can find value properties, either going out of state or...
the value because... it's a large lot and they don't have a second ADU on it, or there's a, do you create the value, I guess I should say, or are you looking for value?
I look for value initially, and then you can add even more value. And I love what you said right now about the ADU because that is
For listeners, it's auxiliary dwelling unit.
Yes. And that is what a lot of our investors are doing right now when they purchase properties. They'll buy a property in need of a rehab. And not only will they do the rehab of the property, but they will also add an auxiliary dwelling unit in the back. And guess what? Now they're going to cash flow possibly thousands of dollars more, and they increase the value of that property by hundreds of thousands of dollars more. And sometimes the ADUs are only $100,000. I mean, yesterday I met with someone that their company, they produce ADUs, and I said, well, how much is this one would cost? And he said, well, this two-bedroom, 1,100 square feet ADU, which you can put in the back of your property, and you can get permits for that. They passed legislation for that, and you could buy one for $100,000.
Wow.
And really increase that value and cash flow.
Better cash flow, and we talked about other ways.
Yes.
Increasing the value of the property by making it maybe a senior living, a senior dwelling, or a student housing.
Yes.
Where there's multiple families or people involved, and they're renting the bedrooms and or other parts of the property.
Oh yes,
you might even have somebody just wants the garage.
Absolutely,
you can break it up.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, good. And one question I had for you, Linda, is what type of property are investors' favorites today? Is there a favorite?
Anything that cash flows or has a great equity going in, because the money is made on the buy, on the purchase. That's when you make money, not when you sell the property.
Right.
You have to go in knowing that, oh, wow, this property has equity. Or if I do this and this and this, it'll increase the value of that property. Uh-huh. So typically, that's called value add opportunities, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for things that we can increase in value.
And it could be a home. It could be
a home, multifamily,
a rental, or a mobile home park.
Absolutely.
Anything that generates self-storage.
Yes. Self-storage is hot. Also, syndications, multifamilies, very popular for passive investors. I myself, I'm an active investor. I love buying houses or condos or multifamily. I prefer that versus, you know, lending my money out or being in a syndication, only because I just really like that personal connection with the property and with the tenants too.
Tell me about your real estate expos. When and where are the next ones coming up, and what would one expect with attending it?
Yes, well, we encourage everybody to join us in Santa Barbara, California. We're going to be meeting in Goleta, actually at the one of the hotels there. But you can go to realty411.com and get all the information. It's going to be a full day jam-packed with speakers. We have different exhibitors there with resources for anybody and everybody that's interested in real estate. They're complimentary. And I want to point out that many events in this industry charge for admission up to hundreds of dollars to get in, and we don't. Ours have been complimentary since we started in 2007. And please join us. You're going to get a lot of education. You're going to meet fantastic investors and people who are really doing this business. Yeah. And I can tell you that here in the Central Coast, there are very active investors. I know a lot of rehabbers that flip properties in Santa Maria, in San Luis Obispo, in Lompoc.
Right.
You know, it's happening and it's very real.
Yeah.
And there's great opportunities for other people to also get into this business.
So it's nothing to attend as far as cost.
Nope.
And
no obligation at all.
Are by going, you're just going to be educated and learn and meet new people and network for real estate investment.
Yes, and we're going to have for the event in Santa Barbara. Actually, it's in Goleta on August the 31st, and you can go to realty411.com and get information on that. We're going to have information there, and we're going to have two flippers, one from Santa Maria, one from the Inland Empire, Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm.
One of them does 10 deals a month. He's very, very active. And he does rehabs from San Diego all the way to, you know, Riverside, LA County.
Wow.
And then we're going to meet a local flipper.
Does he have a film crew follow him everywhere too?
No film crew. Not yet anyway. And then the one in Santa Maria may have a film crew pretty soon because he's very charismatic. Jeremy Rubin, he's a local rehabber here, young guy who left, you know, the corporate world and now is doing this. So this is a dream that many of us are realizing and living, and I encourage other people to also look into it.
They're at the expo for the nascent investor.
Yes.
What should they expect? I mean, team building,
yes.
Meeting brokers and lenders, property managers,
yes.
CPAs,
yes.
Maybe even investment clubs or coaching.
Yes, everything. All of that is important,
really?
And all of that will be available at the event. And what's more important, more than even the education, David, is the fact that you're going to meet people who are actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can read about this all day long and look at HGTV flip shows all day long. But for you to actually meet someone in person that's engaged in this and ask them questions, I mean, that's going to make a big impact in your life because you're going to realize that this actually is true.
Yeah.
It's not Hollywood. It's real.
No fake news.
And the checks are real too, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And it depends upon, like you said, that confidence, having the confidence to actually do something, because you could have all this knowledge. It's like going to school and having a chemistry degree,
yes.
And then waiting tables.
Exactly.
So what if you have the degree? If
right.
You know, waiting. Not that there's anything wrong with waiting tables,
right.
But each to their own tune.
Exactly.
But
Yes, confidence is very important, but the confidence comes along with knowing your stuff.
Right.
When you know your business and your field, you gain that confidence, and it's all about education.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Well, how can the novice or the first time investor, real estate wannabe, how do they get started?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've identified those three items, the CCC, credit, capital, and confidence.
Yes.
Let's say we're past that. How do we start?
Make offers.
Okay.
I would
learn the market.
Yes, learn the market. Immediately, I would start connecting with realtors and brokers and tell them I'd like to get access to, you know, the MLS so I can start doing some research. And you can gain access to the MLS through a local realtor and broker. And you don't even have to know them. You could just, you know, Google broker Goleta or, you know, real estate Lompoc, and a lot of people will come up that give you access to the MLS. Mm-hmm. They're not asking you for their business. I mean, they probably will call you and say, hey, can I help you?
The law of reciprocity.
Which is fine and great. And do help them if you know, you can work together. But you can gain access to the MLS to start doing your research. And once you start doing research and you can identify what is a good deal and what is an average or just, you know, run-of-the-mill market deal, then you can start making offers, because you're not going to get anywhere if you're not making offers. But you have to know if it's a good deal or not in order to make an offer.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to do is get stuck with the property that you paid way too much for, and you're not going to be able to sell for a very long time, or a property that will be negative cash flow. I don't believe in negative cash flow, and I wouldn't advise that.
Right. And if they're not buying or making offers, seek out information on syndications or REITs, other ways to own real estate.
Oh, absolutely.
And still be in the game, so to speak.
And I recommend that. I mean, with real estate investment trusts, it could be very simple to invest in commercial real estate or hospitality. I mean, they invest in a lot of different types of diversified properties, such as shopping centers, student housing,
hotels.
So look into that as well. You can often get in for a few thousand dollars, and then every month you can make a payment to, you know, to go into the REIT and increase your investment that way. So there's a lot of different ways to get into it. Now, I've never invested in a REIT. I've known other people who have that are passive investors. My philosophy is the act of investing itself is so crucial that I recommend, you know, do as long as it makes sense for you and there's safety and they have a record of success, I recommend, you know, try it out and see if it works for you, because you're going to start getting into that mode of investing. And that is so important.
It'll help with that confidence level.
Yes. It's just taking those steps.
Yep. What's the most common strategies for real estate investors today? Is it the fix and flip? Is it buy and hold? Is it doing a double escrow, a wholesaling, or even just being a finder?
What are you seeing? Well, that's a wonderful question. I think a lot of people start off wholesaling and being a bird dog, and that essentially is finding deals.
Getting paid for your research,
deals, and then passing them on to other people, other investors that can close on those properties. So that's, you know, a great way to get started, and that's really popular. The sexiest part of real estate is the rehabbing. I mean, we see that on HGTV all day long. And I think that's the most dynamic part of real estate. That's what everyone's like, wow, you know, it's the sexy part of real estate. The buy and hold is not sexy, but guess what? That's where the wealth is.
Yeah.
The
rehabbing
is great for getting large sums of money quickly, like, because you could make, you know, 30, 40, 100,000 in rehabbing, but no, you're going to get penalized with a lot of taxes,
right.
then also you have to, there's, you know, find another deal. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to get paid again.
Yeah, there's pros and cons on
either
side.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to everything.
In all the times that you've been doing this, what's either the most comical or tragic thing that's ever that you've seen?
I'd like to say the most comical to keep it light.
Yeah.
And the most comical is the first deal that we ever did where I was still in college.
Yeah.
I was a journalism student at Cal State Long Beach. My husband was the only one working full time. And I became obsessed with the property and the house that I just had to have.
Oh, wow.
And it was a great deal. It was only $200,000, way under market because it was a complete dump. And we couldn't qualify for the property. It took five people on title for us to qualify. It was my husband, myself, his cousin's wife, oh, and my mother.
Oh, my God.
Five people on title to qualify for the loan.
Yeah.
And we made it happen. And it's a little bit comical because five people had to, you know, get into that deal, which was only $212,000. But I was only 23 years old, folks.
Good for you.
And I made it happen, you know, with zero down. And the seller also carried a note back because even with the five people, we still needed $50,000 more. So the seller agreed to carry back a note for $50,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So essentially, we had six people on title, but we got the
six
house.
Six people, two lenders, and one home.
Yes, in one home, but we made it happen.
How can we contact you if they have information? What's the best way to reach you?
Sure. You can reach me at realty411.com. You can contact us directly there. Also at info@realty411.com.
Thank you so much, Linda, for joining us today and sharing with us your expertise and perspectives. Every week at the Credit Connection, we endeavor to earn your trust and provide valuable information that makes a difference to you. If you agree, please share our program with other family and friends. If you missed one of our value-packed shows, we want to share it with others. We are now posting previous shows on our website, reloans.com. For questions or comments about this show or other Credit Connection questions, go to our website, reloans.com, or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your questions, and we'll get back to you with them next week or contact you directly. Thank you for tuning in to the Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321 or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com and visit David online at reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSNA.